It's a massive honour. When I started playing netball for England, I never thought that I would have the privilege of leading an England team.
We're really excited to have another pinnacle event in the UK for our sport, and our sport's only going to grow from having it on our home turf.
We want to be playing on the world stage and we want to be playing against the world best, so we'll go in without any fear and really, really looking forward to that battle.
The Netball Show from the 2019 Netball World Cup in Liverpool.
It's a Netball Show with Mizuno, and our new World Cup winners are New Zealand, who beat Australia by one. Let's get some reaction.
It's the icing on the cake. It's I don't think it's quite sunk in yet, but it's a special moment.
What about for you, Nora?
Ditto. Never been so quiet in my life. It's sort of very hard to be able to explain what the emotion is and the feeling at the moment, but definitely makes everything all worthwhile, but yeah, it's pretty cool.
I saw a few tears from you during the ceremony.
Yeah, it was heartfelt, and not only for us but also the other people that we represent, so Netball New Zealand and our netball community and our country, really. So, you know, there's a lot in it for a lot of people, and definitely meaningful.
You came into this competition not just preparing it in the last, you know, couple or so months. It's been just about a year in the making. Mm. How does it feel to get to the finish line with the result?
Yeah, it's fantastic. It has taken a long time for us to be able to get to this stage, and pretty much started in August and the strategy behind it, but also knowing we had to go through a bit of pain to be able to know exactly what we have and know where the opposition is, and then the steps, I suppose, to be able to improve ourselves. So it has been a long time coming, and every game that we've played or every camp, it was about being better than the previous game or camp, and slow grind. But sometimes all good things take time, and I think timing as well, just, you know, we all just came together. There's probably areas, if I'm going to be honest, that I know we can do better, but, you know, we'll take it, and very humbled.
Lisa Alexander just finished saying that you should be a lord for what you've done for the football team.
Yes.
And that she thinks, well, she says, you've put New Zealand netball back on the map. So how does that make you feel?
Look, I'm very aware about my role, and I'm only one piece or one person in the mix of everything. And if anything, one of the things that I'm proud of is our holistic and our collective, and knowing that every person has a role to play in the big picture. So very humbled by her saying that, and it's really lovely, and she's a lovely person. But I'm just one person, and everybody's done their job.
Lindsay Besser from the ABC. Can I ask both of you, where do you get your grit from? What was the psychological edge you had over Australia?
It's just in our bones. I don't know. We just had a real focus on doing your job and doing it well. I think everybody in our we came away with 12 strong players, and everyone contributed, and that's the environment we wanted to start creating in August, and I feel like we've made massive inroads into that.
Ian McCullough from Australian Association. A few words on Maria. I mean, she's had a lot of obviously distractions off the court to deal with, and
Look, she's a big game breaker and big game player, which we all know, and at the end she's able to do her job, and she's been consistent in that ability to be able to perform no matter what. Today is probably one of the areas once again that she, or one of the days again that she's shown out there, which is not, which is expected, I suppose, because that's what we're used to from her. You know, for her, we're so happy that she's part of our team. And one of our things is once again is about looking after each other, both on and off the court. So she's of value to us in netball, Silver Fern, and has so much of our long history with our sport. I think she's the longest cap player now, and still a bit twinkle toes on that baseline, so really happy that she was able to do the job out there.
How hard was it for her in the lead up to this such a big vital tournament to have all of that stuff going on in the background?
Yeah, like, I think like anybody, when stuff's happening personally or whatever, there's always going to be a lot of emotion there, and we discussed it as a team when we came together in Cadbury Series, and pretty much said that we will support her, knowing how much value she has to us as a Silver Fern, but also I think as a netball community in general, you know, she's one of the million really, and when she, no one plays the game like her or can shoot like her. So, you know, we've all bandied around each other and it's what we do, and we go out there and play and train hard. So she's been a real trooper.
We spoke to some of your family members outside.
Oh, God. No.
Your father-in-law, your sister-in-law.
Oh, God.
Yeah, they talked about your holistic approach and just how important families are in this whole effort. So it's not just the team and the management. It's a huge family effort, isn't it?
Yeah, very much so. At the end, everybody's I'm definitely a coach, Laura is a player, but we're all people. And at the end, we all got to love what we're doing and get out there and play. But, I mean, I think that's what Laura said. It's in our DNA. You know, it's not just one person. It's everybody, and it's the family and everybody who's involved. So definitely our philosophy.
Okay, last question.
Are you going to carry on the job? And the Sunshine Coast as well?
Yeah, so myself and Laura go back tomorrow, and some of the other players, and we get back something like on a Tuesday at 10 p.m. I'm going to miss Wednesday. She's going to miss me. She's got to go and do some stuff. And then we got training on Thursday and we play on Saturday. So we've got 8 more weeks to go in that competition, and we're looking forward to going back and getting in there and playing hard. And then we finish, well, I finish at the end of September, and then I'm just going to chill. So it's been quite tiring. But very committed to both programs and making it happen. But it'd be quite a good time just to sit back and reflect. Just so you know, I won't leave Netball New Zealand in the lurch or Lightning as well. There'll be a period of time that needs to be transitioned. But we're still working through details, and I sort of just get that it will be pushed to the end of the year.
Does that mean you could leave?
Pardon?
Does that mean you could leave?
Oh, at the moment, things are up in the air. I just haven't got to that stage yet. I've just been so committed to each program, and making sure that I do that with the best, and it's been a hard out road for 11 months, so I've got a lot of things happening in my life, including my family, so I've just got to suss things out.
Thank you. We'll finish this side of the room with our new service, please.
Just a word on the atmosphere. You're halfway across the world, but what do you feel like the home team at that point?
I just think Liverpool did a fantastic job. They certainly lived to the pillars, and I actually genuinely think there's a good appreciation for just good sport out there. I think at times we felt like the home team, and then at other times we did not feel like the home team. But yeah, I just thought it was what a stage to play on, and it's definitely one for the memory bank.
The big man up above who got us through this from day dot. It's been four years of hard work and joy, and I mean, you've got to give thanks to Nolene Tauroa, who is an absolute legend, as well as Dicky Fuller. They've come with clear structures and processes, and it's been hard yet, but good to... It's been 14 years, I've been waiting for this.
You lost by one in the group game, you turned it around, but you held your lead from the start of the second quarter. You showed real guts and determination and coolness under immense pressure.
Oh, look, you've got to... The Diamonds are the benchmark, and they have been for several years. And it's been hard, like I said before, but knowing that we've got such a great crowd here, Liverpool has been absolutely amazing.
What's it like playing for 8,500 people? It must spur you on.
It's been an absolute honour, and such beautiful, welcoming people here, and we've really enjoyed our time here.
Very much.
We were up and down throughout the game, and I think Aussie were too, but when we came down to that final stanza when we just needed to score our own ball, I thought we showed real good patience and poor attention, and everyone contributed.
At the start of this competition, you were ranked 4th in the world. Pretty well written off by most people outside the team. What sort of belief did you have that you could get to where you are now?
I think for us it was a matter of not thinking too far ahead. We knew we had a big margin we had to pull back, so it was really about having a journey of ourselves against ourselves. I think what has been probably one of the most memorable moments going to this moment here is the personal growth of players within the 12, let alone the entire squad, and that's so heartening. And I think that's a huge credit to Knowles and Debbie for just the way they attack the New Zealand style of play and the environment that they created.
What about yourself personally and Casey and Maria, having lost three finals before?
Far out, you've got to be in to win at eight. So I think, yeah, really special, I think, for the Fossils, because it's highly likely we won't be here. We'll be on the other side of the fence. But, yeah, like, you know what? I've been a firm believer, and it's the moments along the way. This moment's pretty special, but we've had some spectacular ones also to get to this point. And, yeah, just really want to make sure we acknowledge everyone that contributed, the New Zealand men, the NZA girls, people outside that squad, Netball New Zealand. Everyone's had a part to play, and, yeah, I think everyone's done their job and they did it bloody well.
Just last one from me. What about Nolene? Just a word on her. You probably wouldn't be here without her. Same with Casey.
100%. I wasn't here 365 days ago. Wow, she's amazing. Can't put her into words, but we're lucky she's a Kiwi.
Laura, when you think about the whole journey, what does this gold medal and this championship whip mean for Netball in New Zealand?
Fourth time lucky, on a personal note. It's been a long time between drinks. 2003 actually was the last time I think we got it. And there's probably been numerous occasions where we've come so close and haven't quite got across the line. So today, to get across the line, oh man, it's so special. To be honest, at the end there, I was like, are we playing this penalty or is it full time? I'm not quite sure. But yeah, it was, what a game. It's one for the memory bank, that's for sure.
And how do you compare this final to finals you've had in the past, especially against Australia?
Just as competitive. It's probably one of the few that hasn't gone to double overtime, which I think the Kiwis are pretty happy about. Hotly contested, and given 5 more minutes, the result could have been different. So we're grateful. And very humbled by this occasion.
Well, you've been on the end of a few tough losses in similar situations. How do you keep the faith and the self-belief going?
Well, I guess you reflect on why do you play the game. You play the game because you want to test yourself against the best, and there's no better players to test yourself against than Serena and Liz, so that's why I stick around.
Is this it for you, or you haven't decided yet?
I'm definitely going to enjoy the moment before I have to get on 24 hours worth of flying. Look, I won't be here at the next World Cup, I can tell you that for free. But, you know, I'm really enjoying Suncorp. I really relish the year off, and I'm in a fortunate position where the body's still willing to go and the head's a little bit wiser than it used to be. So I don't know. We'll see.
Let's hear from Lisa Alexander, Liz Watson and Gretel Tippett on Australia's loss by 1 in that final.
They're shattered. They're young women who wanted desperately to win a World Cup and show, I guess, the netball world, particularly in Australia, that they were the real deal. And they're hurting at the moment. Oh, just hold their heads up. We're terribly proud of them. They've done everything to its absolute nth degree from a high performance point of view. You couldn't get athletes a more professional. I'm really, really proud of them.
From Radio New Zealand. What do you think was the defining factor in that game? What was so different between today and the game you already had against?
Well, there wasn't really a lot different because the score was only one way, the other way. I think it's just the moments that happen. Just a tip or a touch one way, a call one way. It's when you're competing and it's so even, you can't really put your finger on one thing.
Jim McCullough, Australian Association of Press. Just the turnover of sports since last year, as you've got it, everyone's team. encouragement about the going forward?
Oh, absolutely. That's what we said also in the change rooms, that, you know, we want to make sure that people are hurting because they know how much it hurts, and to remember that, because that's what helps drive athletes to higher levels of performance and training, and that group need to do that. They've obviously learnt a lot from that, and this group pretty much in the main will go forward into the next cycle.
They surprised you kind of how well they've done, or you think?
To be perfectly honest with you, yes. They've achieved greatly in terms of what we set out to do. One of the key areas, though, today was to gain ball, and we just didn't do that. Yeah, it's very different. We were ahead last year, I think by 6 goals heading into that, so it was actually a shock. So this one we were behind and we were trying to catch up, and we were fantastic in the second half, and we just needed one more turnover and we would have had going into extra time, and I backed us in that. I thought our legs were holding out and we were ready to go. So very, very different feeling.
Does it motivate you to stick around for the next World Cup cycle, and does it give you that fire and you want to keep going?
Oh, as a coach, definitely. But we'll have to talk about that later. You know, Netball Australia expects success, and one of the things I'm judged on is benchmark events. So we'll talk about that later.
Lisa, how much of an influence do you think the Australian competition has had on Nolene in this one today?
Oh, look, I think Nolene's learnt a lot, obviously, from our way of doing things in Australia, and she's applied that to New Zealand netball. But you can't take everything from Australia over there. You've still got to be able to do it your own way, and I think she's done that extremely well. I mean, she should be lauded for what she's done for New Zealand netball. She's got it right back on the map again, and it's an amazing achievement.
Questions? At the back, please.
Katrina Nissen from Netball. Can you just talk us through the changes that you made with Courtney and Gretel and Sarah? What were the reasons?
Oh, clearly we weren't having much effect on Maria in that second quarter, and we wanted to shut that down a little bit, and we felt that Sarah would do that for us. And then Gretel coming on, we just needed a bit more firepower there, a bit more height, and clearly it worked.
What did you say to Sarah at three-quarter time, given that she had 2 cautions in that third quarter?
We just said to keep going, to probably just to stay off the body a little bit more. But no major changes to her game, I think. You know, I thought she was pretty clean overall.
You know, I think to put in perspective, it was 1 goal, and I think we're so proud of just the effort we put in the whole tournament. I think to have, you know, 8 games in 10 days is huge, and I think the way that we just fought it out in the end and brought it back, I think we could have let them go. They were up by, what was it, 8 or 9, and then, you know, to get back within 1. Yes, it sucks that we're gutted, but I think, you know, you've got to be proud, and a silver medal is, yeah, pretty impressive in the whole world. So we're, yeah, proud about that.
Gretel, what was it like for you coming on the court when that comeback was sort of just starting to go? And, I mean, you must have felt sitting on the bench that you just really wanted to get out of it.
Yeah, it's hard on the bench. I think you're super nervous for the girls, and just want them to do it really well. And I think it's harder on the bench than on the court. Feels a bit more in control on the court. But I just wanted to get out there and do the best I could for the team. And, yeah, we fell short, but New Zealand played an amazing game, and it just wasn't our day.
So what was it that sort of spurred you guys on to actually call that goal line back?
I think, you know, you're in the gold medal match at a World Cup, that's probably big enough just to know that, you know, we were never going to give up, no way. And I think even to be down by that much and come back and have the crowd, the loud crowd was probably more against us. But, you know, all our family and friends are in the stands, have come a long way. We have so much history with netball in Australia. So I think just that in itself is, you know, every, everyone's got that passion and that drive, and I think that's what drives us. It's not, you know, we're down by this much, we're playing this opposition, it's just the passion to play for your country, really.
You're the youngest squad in the top four nations, and that must give you confidence.
Yeah, Lisa just said to us now in the change rooms, just, you guys are so young, you've got so much talent, stick together and we're going to go again, and that's the message, and I think everyone's a part of that. We've had a taste, we've had the experience, and obviously want to be on that gold medal podium, so everyone's, you know, got that passion and drive to keep going.
Is that what you say? I mean, because the inevitable questions from back home would be, you missed out on the gold here and you missed out on the gold last year. Is it that actually you've got depth and it's just coming through?
Oh, look, I think, yeah, obviously we do have the depth, but, you know, we feel like we're good enough right now to be up there. It's just that we weren't, like Brett said, it wasn't us today. So I think that in itself is having that belief in that team, that every time we play, whether it's the Consolation Cup or the Quad Series or the next Comm Games, whatever it is, you know, we've been chosen this team for a reason, and Lisa has that belief, and she's, you know, building something, and it's something special, and I think that we're going to see great things with this group coming in the next, you know, few years.
Do you find yourself going through the moments back through the game going, oh, I shouldn't have done this, or I shouldn't have done that? Is it hard to sort of put it into perspective? Or?
Definitely, we're humans.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's so hard. But,
you probably pick out all the bad things rather than all the good things.
Yeah, for sure. We're our hardest critics, but life goes on. Sun comes up tomorrow, and that's put the fire in our belly for the next time if we get the opportunity to put on that gold dress.
Is this where I know you guys work with sports psychologists, is this where all of that sort of training comes back in to try to make sure that you don't dwell on this too much?
Look, I think, it is such a mental game as well as a physical one, and I guess for most of us, we're heading straight back into our SSN comp, so we're probably playing against some of these guys next week. So I think it's just, you know, we've had this experience, we've learned so much from it, we've had the best time as well. I think that's something we can't forget, is all the great memories that we've made, and I guess with that, sports like everyone's individual, and we're going to go back and however we need to decompress this experience, people will do that, but... yeah, for most of us, it's straight backing, really, so not too much dwelling time.
Greta, were you one of the players who seemed to be on the receiving end of some of the penalty calls over and over? Was that frustrating? Like, did you feel that maybe being a little bit over-diligent?
Oh, it's the style of defence I play. I think I do try and play as hard as possible to get those intercepts. And that was my game out there. I was trying to play as tight as possible on Casey, because she's a very good attacker as well as defender, so yeah.
For the first time in my playing career, I've been able to play pain-free and completely focused on my game.
I found a shoe that makes me feel close to the court and in control of my movements.
After a long history with bad injuries, it's a relief to have found a shoe I feel confident in playing with on court. That's why I love the Wave Phantom. That's why I love the Wave Stealth.
That's why I love the Wave Mirage.
Hi, this is Laura Geitz, and you're listening to The Netball Show from the 2019 World Cup in Liverpool.
It's a netball show with Mizuno. England beat South Africa to take third. Why don't we find out what Bongi and Somi thought of her side's performance?
Exciting World Cup for us. Probably not as excited today. Not the best performance from our side, but I have to say credit to England. They really played well. I think they deserve the win today. So on our side, I can really say I'm proud of the girls. We came here, we were fifth in the world. We went through patches of some great performances, and then sometimes it was tough, but we really put through as a team. And I have to say the work Noma has done with this side, it's been amazing, and we've been loving having her as our coach. We have to be proud of how far we've come and what we've achieved up until today.
I think as well, you would have probably picked up a lot of new fans of the Proteas as well along the way.
Oh, I hope so. I wouldn't know. But yes, I think with the great performances the girls have been putting on the court and some achievements, obviously, along the way, I think a lot of people started to like us as a team. And it's actually what the girls have been putting through towards. I think the grit, the heart, the performances, it's been all amazing. But being in England is more like home for us. Most of us have played here in the Vitality Netball Super League. So it was great seeing all our host families, the fans, everybody really coming out. out, especially against Australia. I think they were really out there for us, so amazing support. Thank you.
And a bit of podcast magic. We heard you on the last episode saying how important it is to have a home World Cup. So with a bit of luck, people would have seen that on TV and really embraced it. And hopefully you'll be doing all you can between now and then just to increase awareness, really.
Oh, definitely. I think we have to say credit to the media. Everybody have been pushing out the news about netball, and I think really for our side is about us hosting in 2023. And I feel like what we've done here as a team, we can now take the confidence from this to the 2023 Netball World Cup, which is not going to be easy. A couple of girls that are here won't be there at that time, but we're hoping that the work that has been done now will be taken through to 2023. So that it doesn't just vanish like that. And again, thanks to Norma for all her work with her team.
Well, we're hoping that you are, because you've got plenty of years in you yet.
Hope so. We'll see about that.
Let's see now from Tracy Neville, who's going to be taking a bit of a break from the England side.
I was just so pleased with the way they come out tonight and showed the culture of the team and the fact that one game doesn't get them down, and that's a massive plus for this team.
Is this definitely your last game as England host?
I'll say it's never going to be my last one. It is my last one for the moment. I do need to take a career break. I've got some personal things that I want to achieve and goals, and while I'm in this role, I'm not able to achieve that. I've been part of this system for 20 years, and I want to be part of it again, and I don't know what capacity that will be in, because hopefully the next coach that comes on takes the baton and continues this roller coaster going.
Is there a sense of unfinished business for you after this tournament?
Oh, 100%. We've set up a programme that I think is one of the best high-performance programmes in the world, with our centralised programme. And I hope to see that in the next few years we start to move to more professional athletes. At the moment, we only have about 25 in England, and we want to double that in the next 4 to 8 years. So, you know, as soon as it starts to become more professionalised, that's probably when there's probably a roll back for me coming into this job, and I don't, in whatever respect that is. But like I say, there's some personal things I need to achieve first.
What were your emotions on the final whistle?
Elation. At the end of the tournament, sometimes you're just glad it's over. I know that sounds really sad. It's a grueling tournament, and it's been a grueling 4 years. But more importantly, I was just really proud of the girls, and the tears I feel are the fact that these become my friends, my family, the people I live with day in, day out. And, you know, they said they played for me, but they played for themselves tonight, and that is true character of our roses.
How many members of this current team do you hope and expect will carry on towards Birmingham?
I want them all to carry on to Birmingham. It's only 2 years. I did say to them before I left this tournament that I won't hear of anyone retiring, even though I did myself. So for me, what I have done though has been really, they need a break, and a lot of these key players need to take this whole international season out. And yeah, that we might have to take a few hits on along the way, but when we did that in 4 years ago, we saw the likes of, you know, budding stars of Nat Hayfontwaite, Beth Cobden, Jodie Gibson, and Helen Housby start to flourish within the programme because they got more opportunities. And there's an absolute highly talented group of roses that are coming in September who I know will be here to take the places of these guys, and it's a really exciting programme going forward.
I mean, the expectation levels have changed compared to when you took over and what they are now heading to Birmingham. I guess that's the best sort of testament to the journey the sport's been on.
I think this World Cup has probably been one of the best World Cups that's ever been. The competition at the highest level, the amount of teams that can take any win at any point is where it's moving to. If I thought back to when I was playing, it was almost England playing for bronze with Jamaica or South Africa and Australia and New Zealand. Now, every single game, them two semi-finals were absolute spectacles to watch. As a coach, it wasn't, but from a fan point of view, you know, that's what netball's all about, that any team can take it at any point. And we hope that this journey, this the way that international netball is going, will continue.
What do you think needs to be the biggest change in the UK, though? Because obviously there are still so many of our team that play in Australia. What do we need to keep them over here?
I would like to see the franchises moving to probably professionalising their sport, whether that's semi-professional. I think some are moving that way. However, we probably need, you know, I would like to see 90% of the athletes in franchises professional. I do understand the importance of having life outside of netball as well. So, you know, that is an absolute true character of the Roses programme, that we always facilitate athletes and their careers, as you see. So I think, I don't know how that looks, and my thought process isn't around it, but I hope that's the journey that we start to progress to in the next 8 years.
Tracy, just a quick word for the fans. You know, they were amazing today, weren't they?
You know, you talk about your dream of having a stadium full of red and white, shouting your name, shouting England, shouting for the Roses. They kept us within the game yesterday and they made us get over the line today. They were absolutely phenomenal, and a massive shout out to the Tracy Neville lookalikes. I thought you were, you actually looked quite better than me, so that was so well done to them.
Are you involved in helping decide your success? Obviously you've been in the program for 4 years, or do you have absolutely no idea who it
is? I absolutely have no idea who my successor was or is. But I, you know, I look at what we've got in England, and we've got some absolutely instrumental coaches in Tamsin Greenway, and Karen Atkinson, Olivia Murphy, Karen Gregg, Mel Mansfield, Kat Ratafal. There's some phenomenal coaches, and you know, for me, you know, the English coaches have breathed the culture. They know the history. They know how to take a team forward, and I think history has shown that. And hopefully, we can appoint an English coach.
Great. We'll get to start next turn, Tracy. Where do you start?
Probably.
Let's hear from some of the rest of the England Roses as they finish third.
I just feel really proud. I feel like quite emotional, but I just start crying. But just the resilience. It's one of the hardest things to do, is to like pick yourself up after you, like, you've put everything into going for gold, and you have to be like fully committed. And then when you don't do it, and then you've got to turn yourself around. And with the help, we did that with the help of all the fans, all the supporters. Everyone was just pulling us along. We stayed together as a group. So I'm just really proud of the fight and how strong everyone. Because South Africa were a great team, and they had nothing to lose today. They'd already achieved more than they have and done their country proud, and they're such a great team, so yeah.
We knew that it was going to be a tough game against South Africa. They came out, they'd done their homework on us as well, so it took us a while just to adjust out there. But I think, you know, we were clinical and we had to be today. Yesterday we threw too many balls away, and we knew that we had to be a lot more clinical against that defensive end if we were going to come away with the win. And as the game grew, we were able to start letting go of more ball. I think Natalie Hayforth-Waite played excellently today for us in wing attack. She just kept driving, kept giving us what we needed in that forward line, so it's a good day at the office today.
How unusual is it for you as England players coming out and sort of being mobbed at your hotel? Is that something you can get used to, or is that just
something? Something that's definitely never happened before. It's been a part of what has been a really incredible 3 weeks for us.
I don't know.
You're not letting slip any secrets?
No, I'm not. I genuinely haven't really decided. I think this has been a really special World Cup for many reasons. So I think it's just time for reflection and just to see. Said it after the last World Cup, not getting any younger. But I think it's just more to take some time away and I honestly don't know at the moment.
In light of everything that you've achieved in your career, how much does this
kind of
mean for you?
Well, to get something out of this Home World Cup is massive. We were going for gold, and there's no hiding that, and we're so close to getting through to the final, especially to back up last year's comms. But I think it means a lot to actually be able to get on that podium, and just to hopefully we've made the country proud regardless, and we're just stoked that today we could finish it off on a high.
Thanks for your support as always. Remember, we're back as normal on the Netball Show with Mizuno every week. Plenty going on as we build up to this year's Fast Five. And lots more information ahead of next year's season starting in February. Follow us online. We're at thenetballshow.co.uk. And you can send us a tweet as well with news from your club at the Netball Show. And we just need to thank Jane and the rest of the team at the Netball World Cup for their support over the last couple of days. Hugely appreciated. Right, see you Thursday. I'm off to catch a bit of sleep.